Just last weekend, as in last Saturday, we launched the latest season of The Voice Teens. And one of my jobs as host of the program is to be the one to stay with the parent backstage in what's called the family room. So we watch the performance, the blind audition of the teen artist. And then whether or not any coach turns their chair for them, we welcome the teen artist back. And what I noticed is so many of the parents of those teens who don't go through to the next round, yung walang umikot na coach para sa kanila, whether because kulang yung performance, may mga flat, it wasn't moving enough, yung pagkanta niya. A lot of the parents, as soon as the child goes down those steps from the stage to us, and you know na sobra siyang either lungkot, yung feeling niya is napahiya, yung feeling niya is disappointed sa performance niya, and so many of these other emotions that I see on their face and I feel from their energy. And a lot of the parents, not all, a lot of them say, okay lang yan, immediately. Which of course, as a parent, yes, I so get that. You know, you want to comfort your child. Or pwede rin kasi nasa TV, diba? So medyo conscious na dapat hindi mo kong malungkot, siguro ang inaakala nila. And I guess it's human nature to not want to show weakness. A lot of the parents also, immediately ha, as soon as the child goes down, and you know, parang konting kalabit mo lang, tutulo na yung luha sa sobrang bigat ng feeling. A lot of the parents say, "Wag ka umiyak," or "Don't cry." Again, I get that. I so get that. I have been told that many, many times as a child. But as the host of the program right beside the parent, and as a parent myself, knowing what I know now, I actively took a stand against saying that, yung don't cry. In fact, I've noticed that when the teen artists go down the steps and their parent is there, safe space nila, diba? Yung family nila, loved ones nila. And dun sila usually nagbe-breakdown or dun sila maluluha kasi dun sila komportable. Yun yung, yun nga, that's their safe space. And I actively, again, took a stand to say to the teen artist, it's okay to cry, I understand you. And for me, it's okay to cry. Ilang buwan, ilang linggo ka naghanda para sa audition mo na yan, and either you didn't deliver up to your standards or nalungkot ka kasi hindi narinig ng mga coach yung mga gusto mong marinig nila, di ba? That's disappointing. That will make you sad and that will make you cry. Kung ako yon, I'd probably cry knowing how iyakin I am. And I always say that it's okay to cry. You know, I give them a moment. It's okay. I get it. Maiiyak ka talaga. And I say that not to invalidate the parents' comments and comforting their kids, but to validate the teens' emotions. So that's why I guess I wanted and felt so strongly about making this a topic for the podcast, that there is some sort of trouble with or challenge with saying, just be positive, good vibes only. And I know that this might, like a lot of people might not agree with my take, but siguro here on Paano Ba To, like I said, I'd like to think we've evolved from being just an advice-giving podcast to a type of podcast that offers different perspectives. So I really, really am curious and would like to know what you think about this topic as well. I know, ang haba ng intro. Obviously, I am very passionate about this topic, so I would like to officially welcome you to Paano Ba To The Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. This episode, the trouble with good vibes only, and the tricky part about saying, just be positive. Let's talk about it. Like I said, growing up, I definitely experienced this, and actually until now, I still hear it around me, diba? Okay lang yan, huwag ka na umiyak. And as much as I know my parents or teachers or whoever older person than me then was so well-meaning, diba, when they said these things. And even until now, diba, our parents just mean the best when they say, okay lang yan, just be positive. They really mean the best. But knowing what I know now, reading what I've read, interviewing the people I've interviewed for this podcast, and being a parent now, now I know better to catch myself. And instead of default saying, don't cry, I now know that it's okay to cry. It's a normal human emotion to cry. Of course, ibang-iba naman yung super drama queen na laging umiiyak and crying about everything and anything. Iba naman yun. But yung just showing normal sadness, disappointment, frustration, maiiyak ka talaga eh. And so now with my kids who are 8 years old and 5 years old, whenever they feel big emotions and naiiyak na lang sila or nabubuisit sila, nagagalit sila, my husband and I have been trying to practice to, you know, tell them, okay, to let them be. Or even say, I understand you're sad. I've said this to my daughter before when she's mad at her sister or mad at me. I understand you're upset. When you're ready to talk, I'm just here. And sure enough, after she, I guess, has her alone time dealing with that emotion, she does go to me and says, Mommy, I'm ready to talk. I guess as a parent, I want my kids, and actually I want me as well, because I'm learning how to deal with big emotions now pa lang, and I'm 40. So I guess I want to start it with my kids early, diba? To learn how to deal with the big emotions, to learn how to deal with sadness, anger, frustration, disappointment, without suppressing it, without parang pushing it aside na, hindi, okay lang yan. Thus, they won't know how to deal with it. Because the last thing I want is for them to grow up like me, not being able to handle big emotions and to learn it in adulthood. Growing up, I would have a temper. Growing up, I would explode with tantrums. I remember times when I was younger, I would lock myself in my room. Diba? And I guess that was the only way I knew how to deal with the big emotions. Hindi ko siya natutunang i-process, which now I'm trying to learn along with my kids. Just last night, we had an episode on The Voice Teens that aired, and again, part of my job as a host is we have this like a couch area where before the teen goes to his or her blind auditions, they chat with me, and the guardian is there as well. So I was chatting with a teenager, his name's Lawrence, and his mom, and his story was that binuli siya nung bata siya kasi chubby siya. They would say the meanest things. And Lawrence said at that time that hindi niya sinabi sa mommy niya kasi alam niyang madami ng pinoproblema yung mommy niya. Ayaw niya maging pabigat, he said. And I didn't realize, super naluha na pala ako noon. And parang sumikip yung chest ko ng konti. Napaiyak ako thinking, what if anak ko yun? And nasabi ko talaga sa kanya na, don't ever think na magiging pabigat ka if you open up to your parents. I think all kids should remember that you did not choose to be born on this earth. Us as parents, we chose to bring you into this world. And so you are our responsibility, diba? So whatever you're going through, if you're a teenager, even if you're in your 20s, if you're growing up, if you're a kid, gaano man ka bigat yan, gaano man ka hirap yung pinagdadaanan mo, you can tell us parents. Sabihin nyo sa amin. Because if anything, pag may pinagdadaanan ka, like me, if I think about it, if my child's going through anything, I want me to be the first person na pupuntahan niya to tell me about her big emotions, her sadness, what's making her angry, diba? Pag may pinagdadaanan ka, gusto namin bilang magulang na kami yung unang yung tatakbuhan. So as early as now, my wish is for my kids and even for me, diba, is to learn how to deal with the big emotions. Labeled good or bad man yan, positive or negative man yan. And this is so important kasi we will never be able to control everything that happens to us or comes our way. Especially now after the pandemic, alam natin talagang hindi natin kontrolado yung mga mangyayari. But what we can't control is how we react to it, how we respond to it, how we deal with all those big emotions. So that's why I say there's a bit of trouble with saying good vibes only. Kasi hindi pwedeng good vibes only. Kasi hindi laging good yung mangyayari sa buhay natin. Madaming bad, alam natin yan. Intentional man or not intentional, biglaan or a slow burn, di ba? Hindi mawawala yung bad dahil lang ayaw natin isipin yung bad. Negative things won't stop happening just because we don't wanna look at it. It won't go away just because we turn a blind eye, di ba? It's still there. And there will never be no challenges in life because life is filled with challenges. So, again, knowing what I know now, I know now that we have to acknowledge it. The big emotions, the quote-unquote bad emotions, the bad feelings. And then go from there. We acknowledge it and then hopefully we're better equipped to deal with the good and the bad. It also brings me back to a series I had last year from my Bhutan trip. So for my 40th birthday last year, I went on a solo trip to Bhutan and learned so many things. And so you can look it up, Paano Ba To Bhutan, here on the podcast. I had a whole series. And sobra akong enlightened because I was introduced even more to the philosophy, I guess that's safe to say, philosophy of Thich Nhat Hanh. So he is a Vietnamese Thich, T-H-I-C-H, N-H-A-T, Nhat Hanh, H-A-N-H, Thich Nhat Hanh. So Thich Nhat Hanh is a Zen Buddhist teacher. And he talked about how happiness is linked to suffering and how we think na in order to be happy, dapat we don't suffer. And this Bhutan trip and reading his teachings super transformed me and connects to this whole good vibes only thing because of how he links happiness and suffering. So let me quote him directly. He says, "The art of happiness is also the art of suffering well. When we learn to acknowledge and embrace and understand our suffering, we suffer much less. Not only that, but we can also go further and transform our suffering into understanding, compassion, and joy for ourselves and others." So yeah, you can search for it here on Paano Ba To The Podcast, Paano Ba To Bhutan, or you can scroll back to, I believe, April 2023 for those episodes. Yeah, that's so enlightening for me kasi tama nga naman. If you know how to handle the challenges, the bad, the negative, then that actually makes you happier. Diba? You're able to transform it into something happy. So, he has this book called No Mud, No Lotus, which basically means yung lotus flower, sobrang ganda. Pero did you know that it actually grows from mud? And if there's no mud, there's no lotus. Super, super wonderful. I can go on and on about that as well. But yeah, with regards to good vibes only, that is, I guess, my perspective from my lived experience as well as this perspective I shared from Thich Nhat Hanh. But I wanted to share several more perspectives and I dug up past episodes here on Paano Ba To to give us just that. So in the thick of the lockdown in 2020, I looked back at my episodes and found two gems that I'd like to share with you that weigh in a bit about this issue on good vibes only or dapat positive lang. So to those who are new to this podcast, there is actually a whole library of episodes here on Spotify from 2021. And before the podcast, there was actually the YouTube series, which is still ongoing until now. So on YouTube, there is a whole library of episodes from 2017 until now. And yeah, this episode I'm about to share with you is an episode from 2020 that you can find on YouTube. This is with Theta Healer and the founder of Third Eye Wellness, Sanaya Gurnamal. This is when the lockdown was settling in. Like, remember when the lockdown happened in March 2020? We were all like, oh, 3 weeks lang to, 2 weeks lang to. And by August of 2020, we were all like, wow, this is different. This is not just a month or two. This might go on. And so I talked to her about dealing with negative emotions or big emotions, overwhelming emotions. And she shared more about how we can reframe the situation, the scientific evidence on what happens to our body when we overthink, and how we can process all these big and negative emotions. So yeah, listen to this.
So I think what's important is for individuals out there to look at the situation, but also to see that, yes, there are a lot of things that are not in your control. There are a lot of things that are, you know, out of our hands. There is so much uncertainty about what will happen tomorrow. But what we do have certainty about is what we can control in our own space, what we can do to cope with it. And so I think that if we can be in control of our reactions and we can control where our thoughts go, so for example, our thoughts can go to worst case scenario. And if you think about worst case scenario, you're not going to feel any better. You're just going to feel more hopeless and more powerless. But if you instead direct your thoughts towards what are the things you can do in this situation? Are there things that you can do with your time that are actually going to have a positive effect on your life instead of, you know, focusing all those things that really, you know, there's nothing you can do except think about it. There's no action you can take. Reframing the situation and choosing the right perspective will really help people. Overthinking has the same root issue. When people are overthinking, they're trying to control the situation. So it's like, let me think about it. Let me think about all the different ways I can think about it. And maybe that'll give me back a sense of control. But you're never going to get that sense of control because those aren't things that are in your hands, right? So here we are trying to think and think and think and try to figure out a solution to a problem that's really not our problem necessarily. We don't own that problem. And so we think, and then it puts us in a fear state. And every time we're in a state of worry, anxiety, fear, right? We release cortisol, which is a stress hormone in our body, right? So we release it from our pituitary gland in our brain. We release cortisol in our adrenal gland. And so our body is now in this stressed out mode. It thinks that it has to prepare for, you know, something terrible that's going to happen. And you're just releasing more and more cortisol, which is causing your body to overproduce adrenaline. All these things are happening, which is making it very hard for you to calm down. Okay. So what you got to do is stop overthinking, stop focusing, and try to, again, direct your thought to something else. Even better, you can meditate. Then you're going into like a thoughtless, mindless state. So the idea is stop thinking at all. And that would be the best thing for your body, because your body will actually start to calm down. You'll feel better. Your immunity will improve and you can actually make better decisions in your life. So in terms of overthinking, there's actually no benefit to overthinking. And so stress and anxiety and fear, they're all hormonal. And anytime we have like an overproduction of cortisol or adrenaline in our body, which are both associated with those feelings, with those emotions, then we're actually affecting every part of our body in a negative way, because we're putting pressure now on the different organs that have to cope with all this adrenaline and cortisol. So it's actually scientific and medical in terms of what we're doing to our body with the negative emotions that we keep thinking or creating in our body because of our thoughts. Because of our negative thoughts and our overthinking and our sometimes even overreacting. So everything in our life, okay, Bianca, everything begins with a thought, okay? So before we do any action, whether we're aware or not, it's a thought that precedes it. So everything begins with our thoughts. Now, our thoughts can be positive or negative. If our thoughts are positive, you're going to feel really good. You're going to be happy. You're going to feel excited. You're going to feel inspired because the thought is positive. On the flip side, if your thought is negative, now you're going to feel kind of low. You're going to feel like unhappy. You're going to feel frustrated, angry, powerless, helpless, all the negative emotions you could experience from these negative thoughts. Now, whether our emotions are positive or negative, they're going to impact our energy in our body. Okay, so we all know, right, there's energy flowing through our body. The Chinese call it qi, the Japanese call it ki. In the Indian culture, they call it prana. So there's energy flowing through our body through, like, you know, our energy meridians. Again, in the Indian culture, they call it chakras. In Chinese medicine, it's your energy meridians. And that's why you have like acupressure, acupuncture. So there is that understanding and knowledge about our body. Now, when we're thinking positive emotions, the energy is flowing harmoniously. It's just moving around our body in a very calm, very smooth and efficient manner. And the energy is getting distributed to every part of our body that needs it. Now, on the other hand, if we are thinking negative thoughts, which then bring up negative emotions, these negative emotions are essentially going to interrupt the energy flow in our body. It's going to cause energy to get stuck in different areas. It's going to cause energy to be depleted in certain areas. And parts of your body is actually missing energy flow. Okay. And when you're missing energy flow in that part of the body, eventually will experience pain, discomfort, disease, some kind of a breakdown because it's not getting energy, right? Like if we don't eat food, our body is going to get weaker and weaker. We have to feed our body food. So we need to give our body enough energy. Otherwise, it's not going to work. It's not going to function. And so when that energy flow is disturbed because of the negative emotions and the negative thoughts, then what you will get is anxiety, stress, depression. Physically, you will get disease, discomfort, dysfunction, and it will actually go out into your life and bring you back negative experiences as well. So it all boils back to the thoughts we're thinking, which are going to create these negative situations for us. Becoming aware is the key. So we need to understand, where are these emotions coming from? Why am I feeling that way? What is this really about?
I think even if you're not into the whole healing circle, those are very, very good tools that we can all use when processing big emotions, diba? Where are these emotions coming from? Why am I feeling this way? And what is this really about? Again, I am only learning about processing my feelings now that I'm older. So if you're in your teens or 20s or 30s listening to this, you're so lucky that you can actually start earlier. So if you want to watch that whole episode, you can search for it on YouTube. Just search for dealing with negative emotions. Paano ba to? And it's gonna pop up. So yeah, all this talk of negative emotions, positive emotions, good or bad emotions, this also is a topic that is, I guess, evolving and changing because a lot of psychologists are saying that there is no good or bad emotions. They're just emotions. And it's often said that we shouldn't judge ourselves for our emotions because yeah, they're neither good or bad. They're human. And even Doc Jabby Herrera, who I've had here on Paano Ba To, always reminds me to look at myself, that we should look at ourselves with compassion and curiosity. Diba? Kasi more than feeling the emotion, which is totally human, what's most important is how we handle that emotion, diba? And this all ties in because just recently, I listened to the episode of Adam Grant on his podcast, Rethinking, one of my super favorite podcasts. And he had Susan David. So I love any guesting of Susan David. And in one of his recent episodes titled Overcoming Toxic Positivity with Susan David, this is on Adam Grant's podcast, she talked about emotional regulation. That's knowing how to deal with big emotions and difficult emotions and uncomfortable emotions. Yun nga yung processing. Susan David even goes on to say that it should be taught in school, which honestly, I agree. Hindi lang dapat math, science, English, Filipino, history. Yung how to deal with emotions, sobrang importante. Dr. Susan David says that because despite so many things becoming more advanced in the world, us being able to deal with our emotions, both the highs and the lows, that's what will help us navigate the changing world, diba? And she says, I quote, "If we don't have the ability to navigate the emotions that come up for us, we are going to struggle to adapt and have the flexibility we need." Super, super on point. In the episode, they also talk about toxic positivity, of course, that's in the title. And she says that she finds the word toxic overused, so she would rather call it the tyranny of positivity, or like the cruel side of positivity. She had a quote there that super stuck with me. And this is the importance of pointing out why too much positivity can be quote-unquote toxic. Ito nga daw toxic positivity, or good vibes only, or just be positive. According to her, it is, quote, "This is at its core an avoidant coping strategy, avoidant of the reality that is in front of you, and the same is experienced in our day-to-day lives in a culture that tells us good vibes only, just be positive. This is not making us more resilient." So yeah, if you want to check out that super powerful episode, it's on the Rethinking podcast. I've actually listened to it maybe like 3 times already because I want the lessons to be drilled in my head. So yeah, we have to guard against that toxic positivity. I know that when people say good vibes only, it doesn't really mean na parang only good will happen in the world. I know that everyone who says that means well, na parang, no, let's not focus on the negative. Let's just focus on the positive. But for me, other people who hear that or who say that might interpret it as not looking at the negative at all. Diba? And again, we have to guard against that because hindi lahat positive, hindi lahat good vibes only. And I dug up another episode from the Paano Ba To Archives, Nax Archives, also from the thick of the lockdown, August 2020, this time with Doc Gia Season. She's been here on the podcast several times, of course. She is a licensed physician as well as a mental health advocate. So we talked about toxic positivity, going through tough times, as well as grit and resiliency. So listen to Doc Gia.
Well, toxic positivity is invalidating other people's feelings just because you're on this state of mind. So it's like saying, kunyari, I have a friend who doesn't feel good. Parang, I'm having a bad day. And then here you are saying, wala yan, it'll pass. So parang it's invalidating how the other person feels. Maybe a better way to say it is parang, I may not know how you feel, but I'll just be here for you. So it's both giving hope, and number two, it's also validating that yes, we it's not happy all the time. Practicing toxic positivity can actually rob off a person's self-worth. Parang, or make him or her even question, tao pa ba ako for feeling sad? Tao pa ba ako for feeling hopeful despite what's happening? So that's the danger of invalidating. Parang kino-cross out mo lahat just because you're super positive. So, which parang hindi naman yan. That's not the case. Angela Duckworth is one of my favorite authors who wrote about grit. Now, she wrote about how to actually develop resiliency by really going through tough times to develop that mindset na hindi siya laging success eh. Actually, just to share a personal story, when my dream came true, I was able to speak sa TED, which was organized by Ateneo. I talked about the power of failure. I showed my scar, etc. Because it's true, no? If you actually fail on the things that you've been dreaming about, it may actually be a step forward towards something that you've never dreamed of having. Sabi ko nga sa sarili ko, siguro if I didn't have cancer, I wouldn't get into the mental health advocacy. Sobrang hardcore. But I will forever hate cancer, Bianca. I will forever hate it. But the lessons I drew from that experience was something that I chose to just live. Personally, that's how I dealt with it. Of course, with the help of my family, my friends. So yun, grit is one thing that we have to start, you know, we have to acknowledge. Resilience, we have it. For the viewers and listeners, we have it. We just have to realize that it will take a lot of rough roads, crossroads, for you to really develop it. And it's a dynamic process.
So there's that word again, process. Earlier in the episode, I shared my experience, then the perspective of a Buddhist monk, then the perspective of a healer. Susan David is a psychologist. I shared her take earlier, and this time it's from a medical doctor and mental health advocate. So several perspectives on the same issue. And I'm not saying that you should stop saying good vibes only. I'm not saying that you should not say just be positive and that you should not be positive. That's totally not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we have to acknowledge the negative. We have to acknowledge the reality of things. We can't see the world as we want to see it only. We also have to see it as it is. And I hope that this episode will make you think about your take on good vibes only, how you want to approach handling big emotions. This is not gospel truth, kumbaga, diba? We all have our own experiences, environments, backgrounds, and yun yung mag-inform sa'yo on your opinion about this issue. So I would love to hear what you think about good vibes only. Is it a tricky thing? Is there trouble with good vibes only? Or do you see it in a different way? Yeah, I'd really love to hear that from you as well. Because like I said, here on Paano Ba To, we're all about sharing new perspectives that hopefully help us see ourselves and the world better. And of course, figure things out better as we ask, Paano Ba To? I am really not kidding when I say I'd love to hear what you think. And yes, that's it for this episode. Please share your thoughts on this topic. I would love to hear from you. Please tag me at IamSuperBianca on Instagram, Instagram Stories, and Twitter or X. And in case you aren't yet, please do follow and tag Paano Ba To on Instagram as well. And if you are new to this podcast, hello, please click the follow button and the bell button so that you're notified every time there's a new episode. And in case you liked it, of course, please leave us a 5-star rating. We also have our community of supers in our private Facebook group, the Paano Ba To Super Group. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I really appreciate it. This is Paano Ba To the Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Till our next episode, stay super, supers!